Hi, this is Dr. John Addicton. A couple of HMP or face sheet or face to face. This is going to be on Betty Davis, BETTYDAVIS. Miss Davis is a 68-year-old woman currently on hospice with a diagnosis of liver failure. Patient has a hepatic. Patient has liver failure due to her hepatitis. Untreated hepatitis B, B as in boy. Patient also has cirrhosis of the liver, weight loss, chronic COPD, confusion, history of schizophrenia in the past, period. In paragraph, patient continues to lose weight. She's lost weight from 140 to 130. Her MAC MAC is at 20 centimeter on the right arm. Her KPS score has now dropped to 40% here in the paragraph.
Wait, despite you know, some any charity with a personal item, such as backpack purses, toes bag, duty free items, jackets, babies to be placed under the seat in front of you. The overhead
despite taking insure and other supplements, she continues to lose weight.
With a personal item.
She has a sighting. She's tired. She's weak. She has overall debility. She's had a couple of falls. She fell last week. As a matter of fact, she has difficulty walking. She's no longer able to walk more than 5 to 6 feet without becoming short of breath and quite debilitated, period. Patient is eating, drinking Ensure vanilla as well as other supplements, trying to keep up with her weight, but has not been very successful in doing so. Patient's medications are reviewed today. Her blood pressure is 110 over 90, pulse is 82, pulse is 100, respiration is 82, inflation is a febrile. Has a bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient wears a diaper and needs help with all ADL. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Let me put a couple of things about comorbidities. Other comorbidities include COPD, anxiety, depression, patients on clonopin as well as Remeron. Weakness, ascites, and swelling of the lower extremity related to protein, calorie, malnutrition. Patient's currently taking Tylenol number 3 to help her pain, along with Xanax for her anxiety issues, which appears to be working at this time. Thank you.